I definitely think we got a good group of veteran guys who won't just, you know, fold over. I think we got a great group of coaches, staff, and a lot of guys who have a lot of, you know, pride in, you know, how they carry themselves on and off the field, that not just going to fold up. So I think, you know, the season's definitely not over. You know, we're still in reach for the division, and I think you got to come to work every day with your hard hat on and just ready to work.
DeMarco, when you watch the film, it seems like there's always, or at least half the time, there's been a defender jumping in to get you in the backfield before you even get to start running. Are there runs, though, perhaps where you feel like maybe there are yards being left out in there, or do you feel like you're just doing as much as you possibly can?
I think we're all doing the best we can. Obviously, I mean, you know, those guys get paid on the other side of the ball as well. So, you know, we've been 4 weeks, we played some pretty good defenses, and I think they've been doing a good job. And I think you got to look in the mirror individually and collectively and just continue to get better as much as you can and just learn from the mistakes you've made.
How frustrating has this first month being a Philadelphia Eagle been for you as far as, you know, you get hurt, you off to a slow start and everything else?
You know, you can only control what you can control, and I wouldn't use the word frustration. Obviously, you know, you wouldn't like to be 1-3. You would like to play every game. You would like to have the ball bounce your way a couple more times. But I don't think I'm really frustrated, I would say. But you just got to continue to play hard and, you know, work as hard as you can. And eventually, you know, hopefully the ball will, you know, roll your way.
Did you feel it was necessary to go to Chip after your comments following the game just to clarify what you had said? Did he come to you?
I think we all are on the same page. We all know what needs to happen, you know. To, you know, get this thing, you know, rolling offensively. I think the defense, they've been playing amazing for us the past four games, and I think offensively we all got to continue to just work hard, you know, and just do the little things right and execute.
DeMarco, do you feel like there's a certain number in your head, though, if I get X amount, I can get into a rhythm?
No, there's not a certain number. I mean, obviously, I think just the more opportunities you have as an offense, the more balls you get individually, I think you know, just kind of, you know, just feel better, and you get the juice is flowing a little bit, but I think that's with anyone, not just me. I think that's kind of everyone across this league.
Did you feel 100% ready to go on Sunday?
It was a little bit. You know, I mean, it was. I felt, you know, Saturday was, you know, I felt better in the practice. That was the first day that I really, really felt well, and I think I knew that I was probably going to go and give it an attempt.
Now that you've played four games in this offense, how different is the running style here than Dallas?
It's very different. Obviously, you know, run from the gun as opposed to home, and just the different scheme. The scheme is totally different. So, you know, this is a great scheme. It's a great scheme if we just continue to execute and just give ourselves more opportunities.
Has it taken some getting used to?
I've been here for a long time. I'm definitely used to it. You know, I mean, I've ran from the gun, ran from the home position. So I wouldn't say getting used to it is an adjustment for me. I've, you know, back when OTAs and all that stuff, I was getting used to it first time on the field with these guys, but I feel confident, and I just got to continue to, you know, work hard, and you know, we'll go from there.
Did you run a lot of inside zone in Dallas?
Yeah, we ran a lot. We ran inside, outside zone. We ran a little bit from the gun, so, you know, I'm definitely...
No read.
No read option.
DeMarco, how can you be the best player you think is a running back if you don't get as many carries as you have in the past?
I'm just catching the ball, blocking. I definitely feel that, you know, as a complete player, you know, I don't just love getting the ball. I just love being on the field in general. And you know, whether I'm picking up blitzes, you know, catching the ball out of the backfield, I think that, you know, I can bring some energy to the table with, you know, this entire team. And I got to continue to do that, you know, whether it's one player, 40 plays, you know, I got to be the guy that ignites the team and make a play.
There are a lot of expectations going into this season. What do you say to all the fans out there that may have their doubts in this team after a 1-3 start?
Oh, I think we're fine. You know, I think you just gotta be patient. If not, you know, I mean, we're not worried about what everyone else is thinking about us, and we know what's at stake, and we know, you know, what we have, you know, inside this locker room. So just gotta have heart. You gotta have heart to continue to come out here every day and work hard to get better and be the best individual player you can be, the best team you can be collectively. So I think we have the right group of guys, right group of coaches that, you know, continue to move forward.
When you think back to March, when you were talking to teams, and the Eagles were one of those teams, what did you know about the scheme here, the run scheme here, and why did you think that it would be conducive to your skill set?
I obviously playing against them the last 2 years, I got to see it in practice, got to see it, you know, firsthand on Sundays, and obviously, you know, the read option, the inside zone, and things of that nature. But I ran the same offense in college, and I knew exactly what I was getting into. I knew, you know, the scheme. You know, obviously, having done it in the 4 years, I think that was, you know, something that was eye-opening to me once I got here. Then I was like, whoa, what was going on? But after a couple of days of practice, by training camp, I felt, you know, I knew the offense, you know, inside and out. And but it's just, like I said, it's a different scheme, and I'm not behind. I'm not, you know, I feel like I'm fully caught up, fully aware of the scheme, passing game, blitzing game, you know, protection game, and the running game. So I think we got to continue to execute ball plays, and we'll go from there.
What's the adjustment been like, DeMarco, running back by committee as opposed to being kind of the primary workhorse? I mean, I know you're working into a lather is something that you mentioned is typically good for you.
Yeah, like I said, you always want to be on the field. You know, no matter what play is being called, no matter what the you know, no matter what, you want to be on the field. I think that goes to Sproles and Matthews and Miles and Aguilar. Everyone wants to be on the field. And it's just hoping that happened that we haven't been getting as many opportunities that they've gotten in the past for 70-something plays. And I think we'd be only getting 40, 50, 60 plays. So it's kind of cutting that a little short for us and for me individually. I mean, but like I said, it's something that you got to control. You can control what only you can control. And you know, amount of plays that I'm in that I can't control that, you know, so, you know, we'll just go from there.
Hey, DeMarco, what's the film show about what you're playing?
I'm playing hard. You know, I just got to continue to play hard and take what's there and try to, you know, make some things happen. I think we're all, you know, playing hard. I don't think that's why we're 1-3. I think just executing and everyone being on the same page, I think that's more, you know, honorable, I would say. But if we continue to just work hard, be on the same page, and do the little things right, I think we'll have some success.
Why did things click on that 30-yard?
We're all on the same page. We're all on the same page. Got a couple good blocks, and you know, especially downfield from the receiver. So, we went from there.